Well, my dear daughter, here we are at the home of the Worthington Joneses. My goodness, the inside looks worse than the outside. How on earth this family gained a title, I will never know. You, my dear daughter, mustn't mingle too long with these types. They aren't like us, and they will drag you down. You are to stay right by my side this evening and accompany me through any dances which occur, if they are able to organise a proper evening.
But, Pater...
No buts, Arabella. You know how I feel about these people. They didn't earn it through grafting hard, like our family. Plus, these sorts of events are a right bore, especially after your mother departed this world. God rest her soul. But these people are...
Sorry to startle you, sir. If you would like to follow me through the corridors, I shall show you to your quarters for the evening. I shall then collect your luggage from the carriage and have it brought up to your room.
There is no need for all of that. My daughter and I shall be retiring to our estate later this evening, but thank you for the kind offer of a room for the night.
As you so wish, sir, may I show you through the lounge for refreshments before this evening's meal?
By all means. Please, lead on. Come, Arabella.
Coming, Pater.
Arabella, my love, you're here. Are you on your own?
Oh, my handsome cuffety wuffety woo. It's so good to see you again. Pater has gone off with your butler.
I can feel it. Oh, Arabella. I don't know how to...
You're lost for words, I know. The miracle of life is growing from our seed of love.
What are you doing?
I thought you loved me.
Love? Well, that is such a strong word with many connotations. My girl, you are without a doubt a most fantastic creature. But here we cannot be as we are outside. There are too many eyes. We do need to talk, though. Meet me in the parlour at 6 p.m. Does your father know?
No.
Does he suspect?
I don't think so.
Cuthbert, what are you doing with your hand on Lady Arabella's stomach?
Husband,
you are muttering incoherently.
I bet she's...
Hush, Emily.
My dear, you caught me by surprise. Lady Arabella was telling me that she was feeling queasy, so I thought...
You'd administer some healing power through her stomach, did you? Seems a rather peculiar thing to do. After all these years, I hadn't realised that was the cure to all ails. This must be some sort of medical breakthrough.
Lady Veronica, have you been at the sherry again? This tongue with which you speak is running away with you.
Much like wandering husbands, I hear. Perhaps it would be a good idea to leave this girl's stomach alone for now, darling. Perhaps Mother Nature is paying a visit to the girl, and what she really needs is some mild smelling salts and a drop of lavender oil to help her with the cramps. Emily, will you oblige?
My lady, if you allow me, I'll escort you to the kitchen and get you the lavender oil.
Most kind of you, but no need. I can survive the little pain. Won't be much longer, then it'll all be gone. I shall find my father. I believe he's this way in the lounge.
Something's mighty queer about all this. How does she know her way around here? Who let the dogs out? Too early for the hounds to be running around. Especially the guests arriving. I bet Whitgar forgot to lock the gate and morning run again. Whitgar, the dog's about. Marmaduke, put that down. Samson, get out of the flower bag. Damn dogs running amok. It's bad enough of all the household up to odd things. What was he doing with her hand on her stomach?
Talking to yourself is the first sign of madness, you little sauce bottle.
Clive, this is most improper of you to grab me like that. I'm a lady, not a play toy.
Can a lady not be both?
At the same time?
You tell me. Better yet, show me.
What, have you been drinking? You smell worse than ale cider at the Red Lion.
I may have had one or two to loosen myself up a bit. My father has been testing my patience of late, especially with all his nonsense involving that Dr. Sherlock Watson.
You mean Holmes, Sherlock Holmes. He's here. Oh, what an honour. Is it to do with the wooden figure your father received?
Oh, bloody hell. Not another obsessive fan. Yes, it's him. I can't see what's so special about him. Anyway, what was up with you when I came in? You seemed a bit cold.
Well, it's strange, really. I don't know if I should say.
You should. If there's something happening, then I should know about it.
Well, without speaking out of turn, Lady Arabella ran off towards the lounge, as if she'd been there a million times before. Wouldn't even let me escort her. The other thing is, your mother caught your father with his hand on Lady Arabella's stomach. Your mother didn't look too impressed, but there you go. I don't know what to think of this all.
I wouldn't worry about a thing. Everything will get sorted out eventually. I shall make sure of that, just mark my words. Now, I need your help to find something in my quarters. Have you got a spare 5 minutes?
Is that all you need?
All this will be mine soon enough.
Bang.